Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bill Schley's here. Bill is a long-time member of our Brain Trust. 10 years this month he's been hanging out with us. He's one of the guys that we turn to when we turn to the marketplace. So we make sure that when we turn our face to the marketplace and we want to make the best first impression, maybe even best second and third impression, we do it the right way. And Bill knows how to do that. He speaks about these things. He consults about them. He writes about them. He's the author of three of my favorite books, including Why Johnny Can't Brand, my favorite of all of them, The Microscript Rules. I love that book. And the new one, The Unstoppables, he's our good friend, Bill Schley. Welcome back to the show.
It's always great to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to have woken up this morning, they say.
Hey, listen, thanks for 10 great years as a member of our Brain Trust. How about that?
I know. I think I'm a senior citizen now. I get a discount
pretty close
when I'm on your show.
You do, and we've already sent you your gift for 10 years. It's an email. So hope you enjoyed that.
Hey, Bill,
one of the things that you talk about, which I want you to share with the audience a little bit, is what you call the current disease of marketing.
Right.
You say there's a disease. Blight, like the chestnut blight, or something like that. What is it?
Well, it's like the sales blight in marketing, because it's like sales has been dying, and the sales part of marketing has been dying in marketing now, and you've got marketers everywhere talking about how wonderful all the marketing things they have to do, but they forget that they're supposed to sell something. And one of my favorite lines of all time was a great buddy of mine said, a professor in school, an ag school, told him that marketing without sales is like motherhood without sex.
Right.
Now, I know it's a family show, but
yes,
I figured I could say that, okay? Marketing without sales. And what that means is that, this disease is going on. I'm in so many meetings. I'm in pitch meetings where agencies come in to big agencies that come in to pitch big companies about and try to get their business. And I listen to these pitches, and they talk about you need to get page views, you need to get viral marketing, you need to get this. And we said, because people need to laugh or cry. You need to make them laugh or cry. But that has nothing to do with making them buy your product. None.
Right.
You have to give some of the selling ideas. So
I see this in website development too.
You know,
when you pull up a website and the entire screen is a cliche photo.
You have to scroll
to get one piece of information about that company.
This is where the
developers. And the designers have taken over. This reminds you. Remember when every year in Paris and Milan, the models walk down the aisle, the runway with these new outfits that nobody would wear, but it's just wacky stuff that the designers. This is what they're doing, isn't it?
Well, let's give another example that every single listener can identify with. Every single one, even third graders, you can ask them this question. Look at all the commercials on TV where you see 30 seconds and you don't know what the product is they're advertising. You don't know what it is about. You don't know why you need it. You don't know what it costs. You don't know why you care.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know anything. You just see two mechanics in a shop, you know, both eating a Snickers, and then they kiss by mistake, and then the commercial's over. You have no idea. I ask everybody. They go, I don't know. What are they trying to do? And what they're doing, the agencies are selling this stuff, this nonsense, because it's nonsense, to all these advertisers, but telling them that the most important thing is to have a funny emotional reaction. The fact is that no one cares about an emotional reaction. They want to see whether you can solve their problem.
Mm-hmm.
If they have a headache, They want it to go away. That's how simple it is.
Well,
I have a headache,
that the novelty of being entertained by a company is over, right? I mean, people play games on their smartphones. They go to YouTube to watch goofy, stupid things for 30 seconds. They don't need your advertising. They don't need you to spend a fortune on an ad that doesn't contribute to you and that you think entertains them.
Well, what you have to do, if you have this is the thing. These big, giant corporations can afford to do this nonsense because they believe in this thing. Massive budgets. They put these advertisements out. People think that they like the commercials. They talk about the commercials. They have no idea whether it's affecting their sales. As a small business, you can't afford to waste your time on that stuff.
Right.
You have to have a selling idea, a simple selling
idea. What's the call to... What are we selling, and what's the call to action?
Well, it answers three questions. What is it? Because you talk about those websites. First of all, people don't even know what it is you're selling. So what is it? Why do I need it? And why am I best at giving it to you? It's those three questions. What is it? Why do I need it? Why does it make my life better? Why do I need it? And why are you the best? Because people only want to buy the best. It's those three questions over and over and over again. But it's so simple, the philosophy of this thing called the USP, the Unique Selling Proposition.
Right.
I was going to tell you about the book that
that's been around forever.
Well, there's a book. If anybody with a small business that wants to understand what that one big idea is, we went back and re-researched, and we found there actually was a real Don Draper, a real one. If people have watched Mad Men, his name was Roger Reeves.
Right.
And he was the chairman of Ted Bates back in the 60s. Ted Bates was the agency that came up with all the legendary brands. They came up with Melt in Your Mouth, Not in Your Hand, Wonder Bread, Build Strong Bodies 12 Ways, all of these things. Get a Piece of the Rock. People remember these classic things. He sold more toothpaste, more insurance, more beer, more everything than anybody in the world ever sold better since. This is Rosser Reeves with this philosophy, which is called the Unique
Selling. He wrote a book about it.
He wrote a book called Reality in Advertising, and I'm here to tell. I didn't write it, so I'm not shilling for my book. I'm shilling for Rosser Reeves' book. This is
they're republishing it.
We made it republished. We did this. It's back on Amazon for $14.
Good for you.
You can buy Draper's book.
How about that, folks? Don Draper, Mad Men, was one of my favorite shows
It's the real one, too, because Matthew Weiner said Rosser Reeves was the actual guy.
Reality in Advertising, folks. Check it out on Amazon. Bill Schley's going to come back and share some more of his genius with us after these messages. Stay with us. The way he said, say goodnight. Parade on, it's a
parade. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.